A U.S. federal judge has sided with Google, ruling that the company will not have to sell its online advertising exchange, previously known as AdX. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, sought this remedy in the long-running ad tech antitrust trial, which Google lost in 2025. However, the remedies imposed upon Google for that loss are shaping up to be minimal. In this case, the DOJ and a coalition of states sought to prove that Google leveraged its immense market power in online display ads to reduce the reach of competitors. Government lawyers argued that Google had rigged ad auctions to give itself an advantage. While the court agreed that Google illegally locked publishers into using its exchange, it did not agree that Google had broken the law when it came to the tools used by advertisers. Despite the mixed ruling, the DOJ argued during the remedy phase that forcing Google to sell its ad exchange, which facilitates connections between ad buyers and sellers, was the best way to level the playing field. But that won't happen. While the ad exchange represents a relatively small part of Google's revenue, forcing the company to sell may have sent ripple effects through the rest of its ad business. It would also have been a powerful message to big tech firms, which have successfully knocked back a recent wave of antitrust cases. That doesn't necessarily mean Google gets off scot-free. While divesting the ad exchange would have been the most serious penalty, the government also asked for fines and court-ordered changes to Google's business practices. It's likely that the DOJ will get a lot of that, but we don't know the specifics yet. Judge Leonie Brinkema has sealed the order for 14 days, giving the parties a chance to request redactions. So we'll know the exact nature of the remedies in 2 weeks, but Google's legal team will undoubtedly be celebrating today.